Europe.
French politics. Rocard's return. The former Prime Minister's ideas are making a comeback.
The left wing of the French Socialist Party was still reeling this week after the shock eviction of Arnaud Montebourg, a populist industry minister, and his replacement by Emmanuel Macron, a former investment banker. François Hollande, after all, was elected socialist president in 2012, declaring that his main adversary was the world of finance. Yet on August 31st, in a defiant speech to party members in the port of La Rochelle, Manuel Valls, his prime minister, made no apology, reasserting the government's more pro-business line. The most important shift taking place within the government, however, may not be the appointment of a single new young minister. It is rather the closet takeover by Social Democrats linked to Michel Rocard, France's prime minister from 1988 to 1991. Mr. Valls himself is the spiritual son of Mr. Rocard and got his first government job serving as the former prime minister's parliamentary attaché. In his book Pouvoir, or Power, Mr. Valls writes admiringly of Mr. Rocard, citing the force of his intelligence and the frankness of his words. These fired Mr. Valls's political imagination as a teenager and secured his loyalty for the next 15 years, as Mr. Rocard, then a rising star of the left, tried but failed to impose his centre-left thinking on the Socialist Party as an alternative to the socialism of François Mitterrand. Rocardians have been installed in all corners. Mr. Valls's current political adviser, Yves Colmou, is one, having also served on Mr. Rocard's political staff. So did Sylvie Ubach, who now runs Mr. Hollande's staff at the Élysée Palace. Bernard Cazeneuve, Mr. Valls's interior minister, got his first job as an adviser of a member of Mr. Rocard's government. Mr. Macron is a close friend of Mr. Rocard and invited him to his wedding. At the same time, those on the party's left have been sidelined. Two other left-wing ministers were thrown out along with Mr. Montebourg. Their departure was preceded by that of Aquilino Morel, a confidant of Mr. Montebourg and a presidential adviser, after a scandal involving the shining of lots of pairs of Mr. Morel's posh leather shoes at the Élysée Palace. The Rocardians have clearly won the day, notes another ex-member of Mr. Rocard's prime ministerial cabinet. Mr. Valls, who insists that the left must make peace with business, is now partly unpicking a rent control law passed by his predecessor. Mr. Macron has hinted at loosening rules governing the 35-hour working week. Mr. Cazeneuve has urged common sense immigration control, echoing Mr. Rocard in 1989. As if all this were not suggestive enough, there is a further link. One of the former Prime Minister's sons, Loïc Rocard, now works in Mr. Valls's cabinet.